Hello, my name is David Silva Ramalho. I am a lawyer at Moraes Leitão Galvão Teles Soares da Silva e Associados in Lisbon, Portugal, where I work mainly in criminal law. I also specialize in cybercrime and digital evidence, and I am an assistant teacher at the University of Lisbon's Faculty of Law, where I teach criminal procedural law. The subject that I'll be speaking to you about today is data retention. Data retention to sum things up, and we will go into more detail as the presentation develops. Data retention is basically the obligation that electronic service providers or ISPs have to store data related to communications. It's not content data. It's not what you are saying in your conversations. It's what is called metadata. It's traffic data and location data. It's data related to the moment that you called someone, the number from which you called them, the number that you called, how long did it take in your conversation, where were you when you made such a call, what was your IP address at the time, and similar information. Data retention has had a series of decisions from the European Court of Justice, and the main position of the court has been that you cannot keep data of every country, of every person in every country in the European Union just for the purpose of investigating or preventing crimes to occur. But even though the first decision of this, called the Digital Rights Ireland decision, that is from 2014, we have had at least seven different decisions on this matter. The latest was, at least about the time of this recording, on April 2022, and it's called it's the Angarda Soshana decision. What is data retention? Well, imagine that there is a terrorist attack that occurred somewhere. Let's imagine in Lisbon. We want to investigate who the perpetrator was and if he was a member of any terrorist cell. What we will do, or what the investigator will do, is try to find any calls that the suspect made from his phone number, for example, from his personal phone, to other persons. And where was he when he made these calls? This is, of course, very relevant information for any criminal investigation. And for this purpose, what the European Union made in 2006 was create an obligation for every electronic service provider to keep every data of every communication of every person in the European Union, just in case one of these people is a terrorist. So the purpose is this. Member states need to create data retention obligations. This was a major shift in European Union, the European Union's position on this subject. In fact, the rule that existed before the 2006 directive was the rule created by the e-privacy directive, the directive 2002-58-EC, which stated basically that the providers of public communication networks or public available electronic communication service should keep the data of their users as long as it was necessary for billing the services. And so every data from every call would be kept, but after the services had been billed, they would be destroyed. Of course, this meant that the data would be available for a short period of time if the investigating authorities would want it, would want to use it for a criminal investigation, but it would be unpredictable because some ISPs would charge would bill their customers a flat rate, and so they didn't need this information. Other ISPs would bill them depending on the services that they were providing. Some ISPs would delete it immediately after they received payment, and so they wouldn't keep it for a minimum period of time. And so if this data was very useful for investigation, but it ended up being lost, and it was, if a communication somehow went from one European Union country to another, you would lose track of it. However, there was a provision in this directive that may seem irrelevant now, but it's very relevant because we have had at least, I believe, four or five decisions from the European Court of Justice based exclusively on this decision. And or mainly on this decision. And this decision, this provision, I mean, is states that in certain cases, This obligation to delete the data after billing may be subject to an exception, which means that countries may, on the basis of this provision, create data retention obligations in their national legislation whenever it is necessary and a proportionate measure to for the purposes of national security and, of course, prevention, investigation, detection, and prosecution of criminal offenses. This provision is particularly important because it's created in several European Union countries. It allowed for the creation of national legislations providing for data retention. But of course, data retention was all over the place. We had countries that stored certain data, others that didn't store it at all, other countries that stored data for 6 months, other countries for 2 years. And so this wasn't foreseeable. This was somehow national legislation working based on a directive that allowed for them to legislate as they choose. However, what happened was we had some terrorist attacks in the European Union. And so first of all, in the United States and then in the European Union, which made the European Union legislator change their position on this matter. And so they decided that we need to create a blanket data retention obligation for every state. Every state needs to have data of communications stored in case it is necessary for the purpose of fighting serious offenses. But of course, being a directive, the legislator opened up pretty much the choices of the legislators, saying, well, you can keep it from 6 months to 2 years. It is up for the national legislators to define it. For example, in Portugal, we have an obligation of storing the data of 1 year for serious offenses, even though it can only be used up to 6 months in not serious offenses. And the data to be stored includes the data necessary to trace and identify the source of a communication, the destination of a communication, the date, time, and duration of a communication, the type of the communication, the users, the data that is necessary to identify the user's communication equipment, location, which is of course not traffic data, but is very close to it, and that, which is why it is regulated at the same time, is perhaps as useful as traffic data, at least. And the reason why, as I said, was that, well, we had questions as to whether the directive could violate the principle of proportionality. It was under discussion for quite some time. But then after the Madrid terrorist attacks, we had in July 7, 2005, the terrorist attacks in London. And this meant that the European Union needed to move along. We were starting to have terrorist attacks in European Union soil, and we needed information to prosecuted to investigate the terrorists. So within 2 months, we had a proposal for a directive. We had a proposal for a framework decision. It was changed quickly, framed under the first pillar, because it was considered to be an obstacle within the internal market resulting from the different legislations on data retention in member states. And so the directive came into force. Well, it was highly unpopular in the beginning. I must say it's still not very popular, but currently it's no longer into force. And it meant that there were several transposition laws that were declared invalid. We had Bulgaria, Romania, Germany, Cyprus, the Czech Republic, several countries whose national constitutional courts found the transposition laws to be totally or partially unconstitutional. And of course, this meant a challenge, which is when you have a communication, I'm pointing here communication from Portugal, because it's where I'm at currently. If you had a communication that passed through any of these countries, and of course, this is what happens when you have communications through the internet, they can go through several different points. Well, if you went for any of these countries, most likely would not be able to get the data that you needed. And so we had a mandatory data retention regime in the European Union with several national legislations that were challenged and subsequently stopped being into force because of the decisions of their national courts.